Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Geekax, and I think I have my audio settings figured out. And now, recording on a proper laptop with this nice microphone and recording into Audacity, I think it's going to be okay. We'll see. I still got to tweak some stuff. But anyway, let's get to today's topic. Today's topic is that text message that people get from allegedly the post office that says, we tried to deliver a package to you, but we couldn't complete delivery for whatever reason, so please click this link. That is always, 100% of the time, a scam. Please let your friends and family know. Please let your customers know. The post office never, ever does that. The only way that you get any kind of text message, email, anything like that from the post office is if you sign up for it and specifically ask for it. You have to say, yes, I want text message updates about the status of my package or something like that. If you don't do that, then no, the post office is not trying to send you a text message to get your package. That is a scammer trying to get your personal information. The same thing goes for the ones that say you have postage due on a package and please sign in to pay the extra 38 cents or whatever it is. It's all just scams to get your information, to get your personal identification. Another one that's not, it's probably not technically a scam, but it sure feels like one, is like when people move into a new house and they get a postcard in the mail that comes, you know, in the real mail with postage on it that says like, we have a package on hold waiting for you. Please, you know, call this number to arrange pickup. Those are like salespeople trying to, trying to sell them products for their house or something like that. And the package in question is like a free gift, you know, some little trinket or a $5 Target gift card or some crap like that. So heads up on that as well. And no, the post office does not have a package for that person. What's another one? One of the things that I've learned from delivering the mail is those mailers that the car dealerships send out that have a key on them. And they'll say, you know, like one of these keys has the code in it that wins the car. And maybe that's true. You know, the ones that I've delivered, it's all just the same identical key and they all have the same code in them. And that code is the code, you know, they have like all these great prizes you could win. The code is the one that gets you like a $10 Target gift card so that, you know, you come down and test drive a car and they get to pressure you into buying the car and you get a $10 Target gift card for your trouble. So that's how those work. So let's see, what other scams can I think of? Okay, so here's another good one. It is, the mailers that you get at your station that come from, it looks like some sort of benefits coordinator or something like that, that say like, hey, are you prepared for retirement? We work with the government to do these retirement seminars and you know, let us help make sure that your TSP is all lined up and stuff like that. Those are also from salespeople. And technically, they're not supposed to mail those solicitations to you at the post office. So don't worry, that is not an official correspondence like from your union or from the Office of Personnel Management. That's from a salesperson, and they're just trying to sell you their term life insurance or whatever it is. So all of that stuff, beware, you know, check with somebody before you go signing up for anything, giving your personal information. And again, anything that claims it comes from the post office, if you didn't ask for them to send it to you, no, that is not legitimate. That is a scam. All right, I think that's all I have for today. Thank you for listening. I know I'm getting a little more echo in here, I think, because, well, anyway, that's my own issue. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll catch you next time.